Okay, this is Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Here's another money ritual taken from my Money is Wonderful program. It's based on a book that I wrote. You can find the book on Amazon. The link is from my website. You can find the link there. But I did a program to support that work, and I thought, I'll share another ritual from it. So money follows what you believe. Believe it will always show up for you. Prosperity is your birthright. In your mind, imagine your money goal. If you did the previous ritual that I posted, this is very similar but also different. You'll see what I mean. In your mind, imagine your money goal. Say that number out loud. Breathe deeply and slowly. Allow that amount of money to become a part of your body. Allow that amount of money to become a part of your energy field. Feel as if the money is already present. Raise your energy to match the money that you want. Imagine it has already manifested. Feel yourself opening, feel yourself receiving. You'll keep breathing as you vibrate with this money. Smile, breathe, put your hand over your heart. Smile, breathe, feel the waves of prosperity moving through your body again and again. It is safe, it is safe, it is safe. Say, prosperity is my birthright. Smile, say the number. Smile, say, prosperity is my birthright. Smile, say the number. And do this for 2 to 3 minutes continuously. So what I would do, again, listen to this, take some notes, or memorize it to the best of your ability. My spirit guides are saying I need to read it through again, and then make it your own. So in your mind's eye, imagine your money goal, say the number out loud, breathe deeply and slowly. Allow that amount of money to become a part of your body. Allow that amount of money to become a part of your energy field. Feel as if the money is already present. Elevate into the person who has manifested the money. Feel yourself opening. Feel yourself receiving. Keep breathing deeply as you vibrate with this money. Smile, breathe, put your hand over your heart. Smile, breathe, feel the waves of prosperity moving through your body again and again. It is safe. It is safe. It is safe. Prosperity. Say this. Prosperity is my birthright. Smile. Say the number. Smile. Prosperity is my birthright. Smile. Say the number. So, yeah, you get it. So 2 to 3 minutes on that. Then here's step two. Take a moment to imagine what it would feel like to have more than enough money. More than enough. My favorite money teacher calls this a state of overflow. And if you're familiar with her, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. How much would you keep in your checking? How much would you keep in your savings? How much would be in investments? How much would be in your retirement? Just see those numbers in your mind's eye. What type of luxury would you allow yourself to have? Who would you be if you never had to worry about money again? How would you move through life? More importantly, how would you feel? Name that feeling. Let that feeling run through your body again and again. I'll be honest with you. This was also channeled, even though I did reference Amanda Francis with the beginning. But I think the idea of more than enough exists in money manifestation teachings all over the place. I think when we're playing with feeling, what I've found is if you've not felt that feeling before, it could be difficult to get that feeling. So just pick a high vibrational feeling. You know, who would you be? You know, when I'm working through this stuff, I often say like relaxed and chill. And I would, you know, I'd write it down and write it down and write it down, relaxed and chill. I'd be relaxed and chill. And what I've found, here's what's interesting, is even though I wasn't necessarily maybe feeling relaxed and chill in my body, you write it down enough and you say it to yourself enough, And then you start to become it. It's quite miraculous the way this all works, because there's power in the word. Thank you, Spirit. And so I actually found that I've started to become relaxed and chill the more and more I ask myself what the feeling would be. So it's not necessarily, because Amanda always says, feel the feelings of it already being yours. I always struggle with that, honestly. But going the approach of what would the feeling be and tuning into myself, it's relaxed, it's chill, it's relaxed, it's chill. So if I keep saying that over to and over to myself, I start to be relaxed and chill. So there's great power in repetition, A, and just keep asking yourself if you're struggling with what that feeling would be. And then here's step three, check yourself. Go deep and explore any thoughts, beliefs, behaviors, actions, or words you may be holding on to that are creating the energy of scarcity in your life. And I know what you're thinking, but if the money hasn't shown up, Amy, some part of me still believes there's not enough for me. I get it. Okay. Just play with it, you know? Just play with it. Who would you be without the scarcity? Who would you be without the lack? And then notice what limiting beliefs you might have and pray to release them. You don't have to do a formal ritual around that. Just pray to release it. There is no lack other than what your mind has made up. Create a new story for your life around money, and then your life will start to change. If you just start writing the story, like I said, like the more and more I wrote, relaxed and chill, relaxed and chill, I started to become that without even, because sometimes I think like, oh, I got to feel relaxed and chill and hold that feeling in my body. No, I think if you just are aware of it, you'll start to gravitate towards it. So just start telling yourself a different story. Who would you be? How would you act? What would your life be? Most people wait for circumstances to change before they tell themselves a new story. But as many manifestors know, that's not how the universe works. Money is always following your lead. I like to believe money flows plentifully to me all the time. What helps to cement this belief is listening to affirmations. I've said to you many times on this program, my go-to when I'm feeling weird about money is "You Are Creators, Easy Money." And they've also just added another, like if you search Easy Money on YouTube, they have another one that I've been listening to that I think is just gold. I was like, yes, Justin Perry, man. One day I would love to Zoom call that guy. And then I also like Bob Proctor. There's a Bob Proctor. It has a green background. There's two on YouTube with the green background. It's not the 8-hour one, it's the hour one. And so when I'm feeling, you know, funky about money, I put those on while I'm doing chores. So shifting into the belief that money always flows to you and then listening to affirmations can help raise your frequency and draw money to you. And as I listen to the Bob Proctor affirmation, I'll often put my hand over my heart and smile. Just listen for a few minutes and focus on the feeling, the energy of money being plentiful in your life. Step four, continue to listen to your affirmations. Notice any resistance that comes up. Be willing to release the resistance. Follow all inspired action, because you are going to get intuitive hits as to what to do, what you do on the human plane to welcome the money in. And so just do it. Just do it. Trust your intuition above all. And that is the money ritual, a second money ritual for you. What I would take away from this is remember that money follows what you believe. Believe it will always show up for you. Believe prosperity is your birthright. Yeah, these need to be in a book. I know I said that in the last podcast, because this just doesn't need to be sitting on my computer. This needs to be in the world sharing it. I guess I am here on the podcast, and I just feel like it's not doing it justice, me reading it to you. I think you need to see it and allow it to come into your body. They're beautiful rituals. Like I said, I channeled them for this program that I sold. And so when I sell a program like this, I haven't done a program in a while, but when I sell a program like this, I'll sell it, I'll put it out, I'll get a sense of what spirit is guiding me to do. I'll put it out, I'll sell it, and then I start tuning into the energy of the people in the program. And so this was one of the channeled rituals that came up, but I think it can apply to anybody. So if you're resonating with this, play with it, listen to the show again, write it out, do it in the way that feels right and true to you. I can't stress that enough. Sometimes with guided things, they can start to feel restricting. And so I want you to feel free, because free is in the energy of money, right? All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I hope you enjoyed this. If you are looking for a coach, if you're looking to expand your prosperity, I would love to support you in accomplishing your goal. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package and the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. I love you. Thank you for listening to this show. We'll connect again.